Perhaps because of where he worked, or perhaps because he simply wasn't very well put together, Jonesy seemed to be forever stained with oil and soot. When he moved, he hissed and wheezed as if he was about to seize up or fall apart. They were on their way back up to the galley from the engine rooms when the ship suddenly shuddered. Rose grabbed at the rail to stop herself from being thrown to the floor. Sally's tiny engines whirred and hissed as she struggled to keep her balance. "What was that?" Rose gasped. "I don't know. No sign of decompression. Collision, maybe? We hit something." "Or something hit us," Sally said. "Let's take a look." At the top of the stairs was an observation panel, looking out into the oily blackness of space. "Can't see anything," Rose said. Then she gave a cry of surprise as a dark shape hurled itself towards her. A huge mouth that seemed to be all pointed teeth slammed into the glass. "What's that?" Rose demanded. "It's a quark," Sally said. "The panel should be strong enough to keep it out, but it's seen you and thinks you're lunch." The quark looked about the size of a shark, similar in shape except it had no fins and its tail was a sharp point. Tiny round holes dotted its side, and Rose could see them opening and closing like mouths. "That's how it moves," Sally said. "The quark can store an immense amount of oxygen-rich gas. It compresses it so it can go for months without a fresh supply. It blows out tiny amounts under enormous pressure through those holes so it can move." "Quick, aren't they?" Rose said, as the quark turned for another attack. "Deadly. Rip you apart as soon as look at you. Anything to get the air from your lungs or the steam from inside the ship. Any gas will do. If they can't breathe it, they can still use it." "It can't get in, can it?" Rose asked nervously. "Course not," Sally assured her. "Occasionally they get lucky and you hear of a ship that didn't bother having its hull plates checked and then got ripped to pieces by a shoal of quarks. But so long as everything's riveted down, you're okay." 2 days later, the TARDIS unlocked. The systems inside seemed to be largely powered down, though the lights were working without the constant flickering. "Can we leave?" Rose asked. "Wouldn't recommend it," the doctor told her. "Might cut out in mid-dematerialisation and scatter bits of us through time and space." "Nasty, to say the least. Won't be long, though." He grinned. "Should be able to track down the elusive Mr. Glint, though. Mr. McCavity's in charge of the Glint artefacts. Let me get those and we can draw ourselves a treasure map."